Investments for Beginners, Sell It Na Investment. Intro to Investments. First, you should know what investing means. Investing is the act of committing money or capital to an endeavor, a business, project, real estate, etc., with an expectation of obtaining an additional income or profit. In other words, investing is all about buying an asset that can generate income or profits in the future. A successful investment does not have to be a venture that will make you rich quick. It should be one that earns you an acceptable rate of return, without too much risk. 1. The different types of investments. There are many types of investments available in the market today. But what are they and how do they differ from each other? Of course, the most familiar ones are stocks and bonds, but there are many more. In this article, we take a deeper look at four common categories of investments to see what they are and which is right for you. Whether it be a short-term or long-term plan, the point is to have one. If you are a beginner who is just starting out, you might want to start with some stocks or mutual funds. Stocks are a great starting point as you can start small and work your way up. Mutual funds are also a great choice as well. Mutual funds usually contain a mix of stocks, bonds and other securities to help diversify your investment a little bit. Investing your money is usually seen as the safest way to ensure that you have enough to live in retirement. While this is true, it is important not to be fooled into thinking that it is a get-rich-quick scheme. This is especially true when the economy is in a downturn as it is right now. The market has historically gone up over the long term, but this doesn't mean that you should stake your nest egg on a single company stock. Mutual funds are investment vehicles that pull the money of many investors to purchase securities such as stocks, bonds, or other investment vehicles. They can be purchased through a bank, a finance company, or a brokerage. The main appeal of mutual funds is that they offer a variety of securities in a single package, which can be more cost-effective than purchasing individual stocks or bonds. 2. Investment opportunities from the government. If you are old enough to start investing, you should be aware that it will take some time to make huge money. If you are young and have a long time to invest, you are in a prime position to achieve success. This is because you have a long time to grow and reinvest your money, while the stock market has the potential to grow in the long run. As many people know, the stock market can be very volatile, sometimes going up and sometimes falling. If you can invest in the stock market, you can invest in government bonds, mutual funds, and exchange-traded funds. 3. The different investment schemes. Investing is beneficial, but can be complex. It can be confusing to determine whether you should invest for the long term or take a daily approach. Should you choose to diversify your investments, which ones should you choose? There are so many options. With all of these questions, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. Fortunately, there are some pretty simple strategies you can follow, whatever you choose. Examples of investment schemes: mutual funds, stocks, bonds, ETFs, futures, options, and so on. There are actually a lot of investment schemes in the market today, but the most commonly known are the ones just mentioned above. These were just some of the ideas you could use or tweak as you see fit. 4. How to choose an investment scheme. The question of how to choose an investment scheme is as old as the idea of investments itself. What is the best scheme for you? Do you pick a scheme that promises a fixed rate of return? Do you go for one that offers maximum profits? Or do you settle for one that offers a steady stream of income? The answer lies in understanding what you need the money for, how long you'd like to keep it invested, your age, and your financial goals. That's where we come in. The Sell It blog is a website that specializes in helping you make sense of the online world of investments and everything that is worth it. Kainga Sell It. Our goal is to demystify the intricacies of how to invest in the stock market or mutual funds and more. This is the first part of a series that can teach how you can invest your money wisely.